The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Facing a minimum of life sentence with a minimum mandatory 30 years in prison. And conceivably in the future a possible death penalty case, the court will deny bond today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy and safe 4th of July holiday weekend. This story couldn't be more depressing and it just gets stranger by the minute. So the guy who decided that it was a good idea to go to work and leave his 22-month-old child in the car. Turns out that he was where he said, oh, he just forgot to drop him off at daycare. Turns out that that was just a ruse, or so it seems, right? The father was sexting six different women while his son was dying. Justin Ross Harris, you heard the judge there, facing murder and child cruelty charges, sent texts and explicit photos to a teenage girl the day that was happening, and an officer testified to that fact, so the judge denied bond. Apparently, he was a cheating kind of husband who had lots of problems, but forget about that. The key thing here is what he was doing when his son was losing his life in a hot car. He wanted a child-free life. I guess it's part of what is the picture of this Justin Harris. But repeatedly, he tried to say that he was trying to get to daycare, that that was what he was going to do, and he just forgot. He just forgot that he had to take the time at work at his job to sext one underage girl, at least, and here was poor 22-month-old Cooper strapped into a seat under a baking sky for 7 hours in a car while he was working on June 18th, 92 degrees. So, of course, the boy was pronounced dead in a parking lot not far from his father's workplace by the end of the day. They found probable cause for the case to go forward to move toward murder and child cruelty charges. So for him to enter the car, the child had been dead and rigor mortis had set in. That's what they testified to. The stench in the car was overwhelming at that point in time, they say. He got in the car, drove it for some distance. Then he decided to check on his kid. Yeah, this guy's a bad one. And the internet searches certainly don't help his case. How terrible is that? And then looking up how hot at one point, they released details that Harris, his wife, Leanna Harris, told them that he looked up how hot a car needed to be to kill a child. Oh, man. Oh, man. Terrible, terrible, terrible. This child did not need to die. Couldn't he have just walked away? He gets hysterical, has a blank look on his face. He says he has to do CPR. There are witnesses around him. But then the story clears up. And as it clears up, this is what it is. And, you know, it's interesting, too. They had talked to him about losing a job. He was passed over for a promotion. And there were two insurance policies on the kid, one for $2,000, one for $25,000. And so they're looking at the wife, too. Even when the wife apparently went to daycare to pick him up, and the people there said that he had never been dropped off, insisting that maybe he was left in the car. Ugh. So what is the story with this whole thing? Either way, he goes down, I believe, pretty easily. It's a question of, is he go down for life, or is it a question of death penalty? Because that's also a possibility. That's also something that could happen here. And then, you know, this, the story goes, too, it's, you know, the more they paint the picture, the clearer it becomes. He was supposed to meet his friends at 5 o'clock to see the movie 22 Jump Street. He said he'd be late. He left work at 4:15. It would have taken about 10 minutes to get to the movie. So maybe he even intended to go to the movie. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. We'll see how that turns out. We'll see what happens next, but it does not look good for him. The medical examiner has him, hypothermia, death is homicide, all that kind of stuff. They're waiting for the toxicology test results, all of that, as to whether there was something else even more that was given to him or something else that happened besides the hot car. The big thing, certainly along the coastline, is what's going on with Hurricane Arthur. It passed through big swaths of that state. 18,000 customers don't have power, so they're scrambling to try to get it to them. It's tough in the dark, but that's what they're doing. Now it's moving up toward the East Coast. People are crossing their fingers, hoping that it kind of dissipates a little bit, and they can still have those 4th of July celebrations. However, it's very uncertain at this point what that's going to look like. You have the pops. You have Washington, D.C., where they do those enormous fireworks by the mall. In Philadelphia, they have huge fireworks. I mean, of course, all those cities. And they may have to either boot it or push it further in the weekend. And what's that going to look like? What are the winds going to look like? How bad is this storm going to be by the time it reaches the Jersey Shore? Is there going to be more of a, I mean, at that point, is it going to have dissipated a little bit more or no? Because there could always be a chance that it turns. When it smashed into North Carolina, a lot of tree limbs fell. A lot of homes were rattled up. They thought there might be, there's tornado warnings, thought there might even be some tornadoes spawned because of it. But that didn't happen. So very, very good news on that front anyway. Maybe kind of a similar thing happens to the people further up in Virginia, for example, in Massachusetts, because it's supposed to take it all the way up and out from the east at this point. And speaking of up and out, coming up on the flip side, what in the world is going on when it comes to the border? Nothing but nasty statements, but no action, no movement whatsoever on the craziness of this immigration quagmire at the southern border that is massively crippling to so many schools, to so many hospitals, and to so many other areas for different reasons. And then the concern that the eye has been taken off the ball. Hang with us for booting that conversation to the next side.
People don't even want to hear the preacher spill or spill, because God's whole God has been thoroughly peaked, and America is now blood and tears instead of milk and honey. The youngsters who were programmed to continue woke up one night digging Paul Revere and Nat Turner as the good guys.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America. Borders won't be in America.
I like the city of San Juan. I know a boat you can get on. Hundreds of flowers in full bloom.
Hundreds of people in each room.
Automobile in America.
I'll drive a few weeks to San Juan. If there's a road you can drive on, I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrants go to America.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? How do you get all of them inside? What a fight it's become along the border, particularly in Texas. Texas Governor Rick Perry says the president is just simply ignoring calls to come and tour the border. There are a lot of Republicans just slamming the press to drop his Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals plan because of the illegals at the border in Mexico that are just being dumped coming in from Central America, and they're the victims of coyotes. Who knows what's happening in between? Trafficking, other things have been certainly suggested. The Border Patrol is overwhelmed. Customs, the ICE guys, Immigration and Customs have their hands full. And the eye is off the ball of the people who are the cartel members bringing drugs in and the gangs that are able to distract from what's happening because of the amount of kids that are pouring in. So it was the rumors that they could stay that sent everyone fleeing. But they can't stay. The White House says they're not dropping the program. It's not going to happen no matter what goes on. It's not going to happen. That's a fantasy by the Republicans. So as they stick to their ground, stick to their guns, what is it doing
to the rest of the country. There's also diseases that are coming in, like TB, which is very scary. To simpler things like lice, which I certainly wouldn't want to have. And it's some of the workers that are bearing the brunt of that, but the fear is in some of these communities it may spread too. Josh Earnest said it's not going to happen. We're not going to change anything. The president is finding it hard to take seriously calls by some of these Republican lawmakers that he dropped his deferred action plan for childhood arrivals. Governor Perry went a lot further. He called for the stoppage of giving money to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Why should we give money to the leaders of those countries? So it doesn't sound like we are doing that at this point. Because we are doing it, but it sounds like there is actually even a debate about that. Which I say the same thing. Cut off the flow. If it's such a horrific place to live in, which it is, cut the flow off to them. Daryl Issa, the congressman who's been dogged about all this, and 32 other Republican folks have called on the president to cancel the 2012 program in light of the crisis that has exploded. More than 52,000 undocumented minors and other from Mexico and other countries, like the ones I mentioned, are fleeing to get into the country. And that's not new. That's been happening since October. And it's sad because there is a humanitarian crisis and a price to pay attached to all of this. What happens? The kids that get lost in the crack, they don't speak English, and they're being processed so fast. It's a nightmare. That's the answer to that. Parents paying big money to the coyotes to get them to the southwest border, thinking that they're going to be welcomed into the country, and it's hardly the case. So drug and gang-related violence in Central America has always been a big problem. But now the spike in illegal immigration, which, by the way, they're not calling any of the kids illegals. They're calling them unaccompanied children because they don't feel like that's right to do that, to stick that label on them. So this is pretty sinister, and it's pretty desperate. Somebody has to take a hard line on this, because now you do the deportation thing, you've got kids that are living in barracks, it's rough. And they could be here for a while, then they're shipped back. So why is that? There was no follow-through. No follow-through. So you have to be the amazing Kreskin to figure out what was the intended result. You're supposed to start with the result first. Anybody close a deal out there? I guarantee you have. Don't you start with the result first? Always easier. Hey, and speaking of getting across the border, what about this U.S. Marine Sergeant, Andrew Tomaresi, who has been held there across the border for 3 months because he had guns in his car? Not good to have the guns in the car, in the back. But an avid hunter, no less, thinking he had made the right turn, he made a big calculated error. So he's got a hearing next week on charges that he crossed the Mexican border with weapons in his truck that he lawfully possessed in the United States, but which were unlawful for him to have in Mexico. He said he made a wrong turn. It was funneled into the border crossing, and he was unable to turn around before he was on Mexican soil. He says he reported his mistake to the Mexican border officials and told them about the guns. So how about that? The mother of the Marine sergeant has been fighting for his release ever since it happened. Tired of the same old thing. Tired of getting turned down again and again and again on the Hill and actually with the White House. Congress next week. we'll hear more about the Veteran Affairs scandal. Somebody blowing the whistle in Atlanta is going to testify before Congress next week on allegations that enrollment requests were thrown away because there were too many to meet the VA goals. Wow. The very system, the whole idea of an enrollment card that so many balk at. Seems pretty obvious to me. Definitely seems obvious to me. And by the way, the Weekend Warrior Project, I had a chance to meet one of the women behind it who is doing so much. And I cannot believe some of the amazing programs that they have for the guys who come back who are really wounded and trying to deal with it. The loss of a limb, two limbs, whatever it might be. So the Wounded Warriors Project.org is the name of it, is stunning what they're able to accomplish, limbs that they're able to get for people. Groundbreaking, rather, sort of stuff. Really cool stuff. I mean, what a great deal. The person comes in, they get the family, they fly in, they stay, so that they can help the husband, the father, get over a very tough, tough hump. And it seems to be working. At one point, the women who were talking even have a special boot for somebody who has a really light leg. The boot zipped down the back, and they got the Marines to all use those kind of boots. So they affected change. You have to love that. That might be the coolest thing about this whole story. Navigating the charity wheel. And then doing something good. And this is what a lot of these people involved with the Wounded Warrior Project. A big tip of the cap to all of them for what they do for free. They're not looking for pay. They're looking to raise money. They're looking to get people back into the swing of life instead of more droning on and on about the conference. Not that it was like that, but wouldn't that have been cool to see that happen? Maybe Sunday. But then you got to stretch out the entire weekend. I want to leave you with this thought. Dwight Eisenhower said, "Freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men, and so it must be daily earned and refreshed, else like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die."
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's going on at the VA and what happened in this crazy scandal where we're not even to the bottom of this yet, certainly at this point. And, you know, it's just awful when we think we've got the 4th of July holiday coming up and so many veterans have called us. I just did a thing with wounded warriors, and I can't tell you some of the people that I met and some of the things that I saw that I'm going to bring back to the show. So we've got Dr. David Hochberg in the wings. He's a senior fellow, as you all know. He's been on the show many times at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And he's really been diving into this veterans thing and says that veterans will eventually suffer like this again as long as we have bureaucracy that's in charge of all of this. So, Doc, first of all, thanks again for coming back on the show. And when you talk about bureaucracy, you're saying that if we continue to operate the veterans' facilities the way they are right now, it's not going to really get fixed all the way across the board?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. If you really want to understand the VA scandal, you really have to look at the incentives and constraints that bureaucracies like the Veterans Administration face. And I'll talk about some of them here. First of all, like most bureaucracies, the VA's customers, you know, the veterans that, you know, actually need health care, they don't actually control the funding. And, you know, if you compare that to, say, a market, well, customers do control the funding. And if, let's say, business A makes its customers wait too long for a service, then, you know, the customers will take their money elsewhere that don't make them wait. And business A will take a hit on its revenues, and it will have to shape up or go under. But with the VA, there is not that sort of, I guess, as we call now, a feedback loop. There's no, you know, financial consequences for bad, you know, customer service. So because of that, you know, you get oftentimes get poor quality health care.
Yeah, and the whole thing with this incentives deal and the fact that, you know, that was one of the more horrific things that we keep hearing about in these investigations and, you know, initially what broke out of Phoenix. And as long as that funnel's going on, I mean, how is it that there's no consequence for, so far anyway, for what these different administrators have done? Don't you find that just unacceptable?
Well, I find it unacceptable, but not surprising. Another thing about the VA, like most bureaucracies, is that they have civil service protection, which makes it very, very difficult to fire anyone. And when you can't fire an employee, let's say, for dishonesty, in this case, in the VA, actually manipulating the data on wait time so that they actually look better than they otherwise were. When there's not, you know, when you can't fire an employee for that, there's, you know, not the sort of constraint on that you need on cheating. So, you know, if having good data on wait times means, let's say, raises and promotions for employees in the bureaucracy, and there's little downside to manipulating the data, you know, when it doesn't look good, well, you know, you don't need to be a genius to figure out what's going to happen. Now, let me just make one point of clarification. I'm not saying that all government employees or most VA employees are dishonest. In fact, I'm sure most of them are honest. I'm just pointing out that, you know, look, most people are neither saints nor criminals. And if you have this kind of incentive structure that doesn't punish dishonesty and arguably, in fact, rewards it, you're at much greater risk of slightly more people being dishonest.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And how about this whole thing about and I mentioned Phoenix, that what happened was this move to the Sun Belt. Is that just a fallacy of the wait times?
It's rubbish. look, that comes from a journalist by the name of Philip Longman, who wrote a book a number of years ago called The Best Care Anywhere, Why the VA... why VA healthcare is better than yours. And as you can imagine, he's had to, you know, in the wake of this, he's had to scramble a little bit. And one of the things he's done is he's claimed that, you know, that this was largely occurred in VA facilities in the Sun Belt region. And for your listeners who don't know, that's the region that kind of starts in Nevada and Southern California and then runs across the southern states all the way to Florida and then inches up usually into South Carolina and North Carolina. And he basically said that what happened here is that veterans migrated to the Sun Belt areas, especially veterans that were retiring. You know, retirees love to generally go where there's, you know, sun, right? And that the veterans facilities in a lot of those areas were not prepared for this, and they were kind of overwhelmed, and that's what led to the wait times and ultimately the wait time scandal. The problem is the evidence doesn't support that. I mean, if you look at the VA's recent audit of the scandal, there are 81 problem facilities, what they called facilities that need, you know, quote unquote, further review. And you just look at those, and 41 of them were in the Sun Belt, and 40 were not. With the help of my industrious intern, Scott, we track down data in both Government Accountability Office reports and Office of the Inspector General reports on wait times in the VA. And of the specific facilities that were examined in those reports, 21 were in the Sun Belt and 22 were not. So, you know, this is really not a scandal that is restricted to a particular geographic area. It is clearly a scandal that's system-wide. And the reason it's a system-wide scandal, you know, across the nation, is that you know, the VA is a bureaucracy and it faces certain incentives and constraints that I just laid out.
Yeah, talking about that and breaking down those numbers, you've seen this because you've certainly covered this for a long time. I can remember when you were doing stuff for Investors Business Daily, and there you were talking about healthcare and Medicare. But then you compare the situation with the VA and the funding and waiting for budgets and all that kind of stuff. And some people say, well, just jack up the budgets. I mean, if you could go back to that and roll the budgets back, but that's not the answer, is it?
No, not really. I mean, you can jack up the budgets all you want. I mean, more often than not, a bureaucracy is going to find a way to spend it inefficiently. you know, I mean, you got to understand that probably what they need here is more efficient management of nurses and doctors. But, you know, bureaucracies tend to hire administrators because that's where the raises are, that's where the promotions are, and so forth. So, you know, spending more money really isn't going to be the answer. The answer is to let the veterans control the resources to spend on their own health care. Let them decide where to go. Don't leave them, you know, kind of stranded in the VA. I mean, once that happens, you'll actually get, you know, choice for veterans. It'll lead to competition, and, you know, then, you know, these sorts of things like wait times are much less likely to happen.
Yeah, you said something interesting there. Isn't this kind of the theme for the problem with healthcare, choice and competition? Isn't this part of what the problem is overall in general, if we were going to make a blanket statement about where we are with healthcare?
That there's not enough choice and competition in it? Yeah, I think that's, that would pretty well sum up much of the healthcare system, absolutely.
And as you watch this, because you've seen this pendulum and where it's gone and now the arc and where we are at this point, like I said, you've covered this certainly, and this is in your wheelhouse, you know, seemingly almost from day one, I'll say. And you're working on it. You're working on a book called Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare System Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. For you, was this like watching the train come right at you?
Well, this was more kind of like, I suppose, watching, you know, Britain's National Health Service land on our shores, because, you know, unlike Medicare, you know, I mean, Medicare doesn't actually run the hospitals and hire the physicians and so forth. The VA actually does. So this is across the board a socialized system, much like the, I mean, this is socialized medicine, just like the National Health Service in Britain. So, you know, while there are some wait times, you know, with Medicare and especially with Medicaid, you know, this, I mean, what happened at the Veterans Administration, I think, was far worse, and that's simply because it is a socialized system.
And is part of the problem with all of this is, because you and I have talked for a long time, is that there wasn't enough research, enough conversation with the doctors themselves. I mean, I can remember seeing a lot of photo ops of a handful of doctors, but really a lot of doctors weren't involved in the conversation. Do you think that's part of the problem for how this thing is rolled out?
Oh, I suspect, I'm sure that has something to do with it. I mean, I read numerous stories. For example, I remember Dr. Hal Schertz, who was in the Wall Street Journal a little while back, talking about his experience and the experience of other physicians working at the VA. And every time a physician tried to come up with some innovative way of taking care of the problem, the higher up said no. You know, you know, this violates the rules and procedures. And, you know, look, bureaucracies generally don't reward employees who start, outperforming the other employees, you know, as opposed to the private sector where, you're going to probably get, a raise and get promoted because it helps the bottom line. There's not really a bottom line in the VA. So, to the extent that they hamstrung doctors who were, trying to find ways to solve the problem, of course that had something to do with it, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. David Hoberg, have a terrific 4th of July, even if it's a wet one. We appreciate your time here
and
there.
Yeah, you have a good one, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here at the tail end of this hour. Yeah, so check this out. A couple of old timers, I'm not old timers in the sense that they've been watching and been deeply involved in Republican politics, had a few things to say about the Republicans, including Karl Rove, who says the GOP has to present a positive vision in 2016. If they're going to win, that's what it has to be, positive vision. Okay, so we see what's happening with the VA. We see what's happening with the illegal kids. I mean, the unaccompanied children at the border. The first level, massively high. Doesn't matter politics in this case, in either one of these, I don't think, immigration or when it comes to the VA, because a lot of people are frustrated, unhappy, have expressed that same opinion on both sides of the aisle. This is what the wise old Rove said. He says, voter unhappiness with the Prez should not be the sole campaign approach for Republican candidates in 2016. They got to have a positive vision for the country. He was on Fox, you know, he's a commentator there. He was on Greta's show. And he said, don't count on that whole dissatisfaction thing. And I agree. I think it's a big mistake. It can be a stepping stone when there's frustration over the president that it's an advantage to the next party. But a Quinnipiac poll, easy for me to say, showed that Americans think Obama is the worst president since World War II, and that 45% to 38% think America would be better off if Romney had beaten Obama in 2008. It's the first time I heard that. So it's what's happening in the second term. But I do agree that you can't just focus on that. And he gave a good example. I mean, I give him credit for this one. He gave an example. He said, think about Ronald Reagan, who played off the failures of Jimmy Carter, but which was huge. It gave him a leg up. But he did talk about strong national defense, because that was what was happening with Carter, and tax cuts to get the economy moving. So he had something else in his bag of tricks. I mean, he wasn't just smashing Jimmy Carter around. He had something to offer. So there has to be something that can be thrown out there to bounce off of the president was crappy in his second term. Look at the things that happened. Iraq, for goodness sake. Extra monies we had to pump in. The VA scandal, how that was handled. I think the immigration nightmare is the big thing right now. That's the massive Achilles heel. You can't just use that, though. There has to be, he's right, there has to be something more to it. Ed Rollins, who I actually like, Ed Rollins. He's a good campaign, I think a strong campaign advisor. He said nobody should be shocked by the failure of Obama's two terms in office. Now, he is a wily veteran on the Republican side for the elephants. As far as campaign consultants go, a lot of people look to Ed Rollins because of the successes he has in reading the tea leaves. And he says that without a doubt, I mean, this has just been a rough second term, especially the economic crisis and what happened with the economy, military, the two wars, how to deal with Congress, various things that he struggled with. And Rollins was the campaign director for the Reagan-Bush campaign in 84. So he says that, you know, the likelihood he's going to lose the Senate or his party's going to lose Senate seats is pretty good. It's pretty good with the chaos that's happening. And so he's not surprised by what we're seeing in the polls and that kind of stuff. But the Republicans have to be able to capitalize on it. And he just kind of scoffs at the portrayal of the elephants as wanting to take away birth control rights of women following the Supreme Court's ruling on Hobby Lobby's objection to paying for abortion-inducing contraceptives. The thing that people missed about the Hobby Lobby thing, I said it a zillion times on America Tonight, is there was 20 different types of contraception. It was four that they were talking about, the morning after pill and anything that was related to abortion. I mean, anything that was could be considered, depending on your point of view, something that would be like abortion or steps toward that. That's why the after pill, they said no, especially that was heavy on the list. And the others aren't off of it. And for some reason, there wasn't too much conversation about it. It's a little bit different than none. Forget about it. We're not going there. We're not paying that. That's different. That's sort of creates this false narrative out there, and then that's why the Supreme Court, I think, went in the direction that it went in. So we'll see what that positive vision is in 2016, what it is. I mean, I agree with that. It has to be, what are the results? It's like a campaign. When you see a campaign for anything, whether it's for fast food, whether it's for some kind of brand of shoe, whether it's for something that, whatever it is that people want you to buy, if it's all about the product, but it's not about what this thing will do for you, well, who cares? So what will the Republicans do? They have to have that messaging out there to combine with some of the disasters that have happened in the second term. A couple of other things to throw up at the end, because, you know, this is the whole, we're in the midst of the 4th of July weekend, and I think of the 4th of July and how big that was for my family. It's like Flag Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. It's just a very, very big deal. And growing up not far from downtown Philadelphia, I think had a lot to do with it. The Liberty Bell and, you know, Independence Hall, all of the things that were related to liberty. So in school, we had massive amounts of that, massive amounts of how the government was formed and what happened. And now they have a Constitution Center in Philly that you can't miss. If you go to Philadelphia, you got to see the Liberty Bell. Don't comment on how small it is. And you also have to go see the Constitution Center, too, because that's also pretty cool. It was Daniel Webster who said, "May the sun in his course visit no land more free, more happy, more lovely than this our own country." Let's hope on this 4th of July weekend that we carry that around with us and remember what happened before and remember what we want to do as we take steps forward to leave the country in that condition for the people who come behind. What is our legacy? What is our legacy that we are leaving for future generations in a very young country? People forget that we're just not that old. These are still big, important moves that happened every single day. And I think we can't ignore what we're leaving to the people and the generations that come after. It goes back to that John F. Kennedy quote, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what is it that you are willing to do, I'm taking liberty here, for your country? What can we," and this was his specific quote, "what together we can do for the freedom of man. Not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man." Think about that over the long weekend.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.